Who's Hacked? The latest cyber attacks and data breaches covered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. The Times of India reported that after threats by the Al-Qaeda comments against Prophet Muhammad by now suspended PJP spokesperson Nupur Sharma has led to a slew of cyber attacks on Indian websites, both government and private. Orchestrated by the hacktivist group Dragon Force Malaysia, the series of attacks were targeted at the Indian Embassy in Israel, National Institute of Agricultural Extension Management, and the e-port of the Indian Council of Agriculture Research, among other online platforms. In all, the group hacked into about 70 websites, not sparing educational institutions such as the Delhi Public School and other groups of colleges across the country. In Maharashtra alone, more than 50 websites were defaced. Steve, what are your thoughts?
So in a nutshell, Paul, here it is. Let me read you a quote because this is what it's all about. And I quote, this came through audio clips and texts from the hacktivist group. For you is your religion and for me is my religion. So this is truly hacktivist activity. You know, so you and I were talking recently about, you know, what motivates cyber criminals, and it usually comes down to money. You know, there are times when there are other things at play, but it's usually monetary gain. Here, it's all about a purpose they have, and in this case, it's religious, and it's deeply personal to everyone, to the extent that they will invest their time and join these groups, and you know, some of them are organized with some real hacking skill, and ultimately go after. That's a large number of sites, 70 websites. Think about the amount of time it would take. So this was an orchestrated effort that probably, you know, was months in the planning.
Me and you have talked in the past about, we kind of labeled this graffiti almost, where the impact might be there and it might disrupt a service or, in this case, a school or a government website. But it's really more about the graffiti, putting that stamp and, as you say, kind of launching this campaign, if you will, against a nation, against a group of people, against anything that hacktivists want to target. Is that how you see this or not really?
Graffiti is one example, and I think it's an easy one that most people could understand, and it's putting out a hate message, or it could actually be putting out a love message. It's putting out the message that you believe in. The hacktivist activity takes on a lot of other forms. So we've seen situations where hacktivists will take over a radio station. But again, it's not for monetary gain. It's to splash their message, whether it's splashing it with graffiti on a wall or with, you know, taking over the media. We've seen TV stations taken over, you know, and other forms of communication. So, you know, at the end of the day, these people are very passionate, very scary when you think about what they were able to accomplish here in pretty short order.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
For daily coverage on the latest cyber attacks and data breaches, visit cybercrimewire.com.